Environmental Services.
What's the T stand for?
RT.
RT.
Thomas.
Terrific.
All right, thank you, sir.
Rodney Marvel, Sussex County Engineering. I have some justifications if you want to take a look. These are what we put together for budget. The money at the top is what we initially requested. Two of these generators we'll buy, or hope to buy, are brand new to the pumping station. The existing pumping stations do not have generators. We did come in a little bit over budget, first time in 18 years I've ever under budgeted anything. But we did change the color from the original budget price. And we put a different coating on the fuel tank that hopefully will keep the rust at bay. We do use an aluminum housing for our generators, but the tanks are still steel. A good portion of these are right on Route 1 or right off, so we do have a constant battle with corrosion. We did have several people buy the bid, but unfortunately only one bidder.
How much does it cost? How much does the bid cost?
$10. $10. I think there's different pricing for different types of bids.
Any idea why we couldn't get more bids than just one?
We went out last year with Alban and kind of recruited them, wrote them in as an or equal. They did bid us last year, and they were high, and they didn't turn in a bid bond. They have called on us several times. They are aware of our spec, and they chose at this time, for whatever reason, they contacted us and said they could not economically bid an aluminum housing at the last minute. And they decided on their own not to bid. Tri-Supply is a rental equipment dealer. They were just kind of like reseller. They decided not to bid. And Powerback was looking for, if I had been there when he bought it, I'd probably talked him out of it, because he was looking at installation, buying and installing where we're doing all the installation.
Mm-hmm. Why can't we just go out on the market and buy them? Like, go on the internet and go right to the manufacturers. And
Cummins is a direct buyer.
Oh, okay.
I guess we could break it out, but Susie, the 50 grand, Mr. I'm sorry.
Step up, Mr. Izzo, please.
I'm just,
Michael Izzo, county engineer. Because the prices associated with these gen sets, we have to go out to a public bid. We don't have the opportunity there's no state contract per se for gen sets that, like a vehicle, we can purchase a vehicle through a state contract. They don't have that for the generator, so we have to go through a public bid process.
Even if we broke each one out individually?
As long as it's below 50
grand. I think
grand.
Only $50,000, isn't it?
Yeah, as long as it's below 50 grand.
Yeah, 50,000 limit. So
and these,
could
you see here, 65, 65, I mean, they're all below 50, pretty much.
Well, but I'm just wondering, though, here's 147, but I'm just saying if we went direct somehow, if we pursued looking at each one direct, they might be, we might be, cutting out a middleman, and we might be under the 50,000. So it might be something to pursue before we... Because we're going to install them anyway, right? We got the
boys, correct.
We got the guys who can do that.
Yeah.
Right,
they deliver them, we install them, then they come back and do the startup and train our people.
Well, here's one for four. Here's two or four, that three.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like one that maybe.
You have to look at the districts, make sure that.
Right.
Because it goes by district. If we buy two for Bethany, then that would go over. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I don't know if it's something.
At the bid time, three of them were under, one, two, three, under the 50. But you would think that buying in quantity, six of them, high price, that maybe you would get a break on the price. So I could see why you would quote it in one or price it out.
There's some advantage of that. One of the things we're running up against is because they are diesel gen sets, there's every year the emission standards become more elaborate for these manufacturers to meet, and that raises the price. One thing Rodney and I have talked about is for 100 years we've just bid Hyde Park Green. That's been our standard. But now that we're trying to, you know, deal with some of the complaints we get from the neighborhoods that we work in, we thought, okay, we'll go with something more current and earth tone coloring. Lo and behold, so we're going to investigate a change order, a credit change order, to go back to our old standard Hyde Park green that we've done for 100 years. So if this is awarded.
And I don't know particulars, but is it beneficial to have six of the same type that your staff knows, you know?
We are very familiar with
what they're working on with parts and inventory.
That we stock the filters. In general, we do all the basic maintenance.
Right.
With the older generators, we work on just about everything. The newer ones that have to have computers and so forth, we usually have to call in Cummins to service it. The reason we went looking at Alban, the same with Cummins, that it was the motor and generator, one company. You mm-hmm. didn't have, you know, a John Deere motor and a Generac electrical portion. These would allow us, you know, to deal with one vendor. With that.
Did you say Alban kind of backed off because of the color issue?
The color they asked for to go to Alban White, and we allowed that. It was because of the aluminum housing.
Was there anybody that backed off because of the color change?
Negative.
No.
The reason the color was an issue is because it added a little bit more of a price than what we had originally, my budgetary price. Last year.
We asked after the fact, well, why did you come in higher than what we, and one of the things they said was you quoted a special color, and mm-hmm. we're like, well, we didn't intend to do that.
It's a standard color in their larger generators,
okay. But
the smaller ones, they have to send them out to be powder-coated, basically, to go from that. So we are looking into doing a credit change order.
How many KW's this thing?
Which one, sir?
Any of them. I don't see it on here anywhere.
I have the list right here.
Okay.
Are there other companies that we could approach about pricing these individually that could supply the proper type?
There is a local dealer up in Cheswell. They have not shown interest in bidding so much as they have to go to Cummins to get the pricing. So it kind of defeats
We're limited.
Yeah. They have to put their markup on it.
Sure.
And so forth.
And this is you're buying direct from Cummins, I assume.
Yes. They have local dealerships, if you would. Right. So it's directly out of that. On the bid document, it says Glen Burnie, but the office we deal with is outside of...
So here, Bristol, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, Bristol.
Yeah.
The one across the bridge is in Glen Burnie that we deal with, as far as our salesman.
Any more questions?
Where's your 54 going to?
Pump station 54.
Yeah, where is that at?
That is right on Route 1.
North Bethany.
If you were going past the National Guard training camp in Bethany, on the right, it's right up on the... kind of sits up. You can see both 54 and 60 are on Route 1. Station 8 is in Dagsboro, right at the base of the hill. 72 is in White House Beach, Long Neck. Station 3 is right on Silver Lake, Dewey Beach, between Rehoboth and Dewey. And 256 is Henlopen Acres.
In other words, 54 is going to use 10 times the KW that are...
Oh, yeah, they're... They are 77 horsepower pumps, two of them.
270 horsepower?
77. It's a European pump. They don't follow.
That station serves everything from that location in North Bethany all the way up to the inlet, and then even, you know, we have the property on the north side of the inlet.
Both on
pumps
the same time?
Too.
Both those pumps are on the same time?
They can. If the flows are up. They can, but normally it's a one pump operation.
I guess in light of the fact that it's 15% over budget, the fact that we've only got one bid, could we defer a week just to see if anything else bubbles to the surface? Or
what would you like us to, I mean?
I would recommend
The bid package was put out, right?
Yes, sir.
It's expired?
Not by expired, but I mean the bid package put out is now public information what the bid was.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being unfair to the...
We're not required to accept bid 15% over.
That's correct.
Oh, that's correct. My question is, never mind. That doesn't matter. Sure, whatever. Everybody want to make a motion?
Here's what I'd recommend is for one thing for them to do is to phone call anyone you know that has this generators for sale and say, we're looking for bids. Would you like to put a bid on this thing? Make it very well known. Because sometimes these things slip by. I call people, most of the time, if I want anything bid on myself, I don't say, well, I pass around the neighborhood. But most of the time, I get on the phone and I said, I'd like to buy so-and-so. Would you like to bid on this? Or tractor, whatever. I'd make 4 or 5 phone calls myself. So I think...
I did send out emails to our normal vendors.
I'd get on the phone and personally call them. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Make a personal call. I mean, we're spending enough money here, $250,000. We ought to be talking to them and saying, we'd like to buy generators. We want to buy some generators. Are you interested? Would you like to make a bid for us?
It's just odd in this economy that we can only generate one bid. And the fact that it's coming in 15% over our estimate.
Now, I will say coming...
About the color issue is going to have to require a change order. Seems like enough issues that maybe we give it a week. Maybe when we come back, we says this is fine. Maybe we have to rebid it.
We've got Bobby Rogers, big lad, paint them all, 6 of them for $50 on his weekend or something, probably.
Do we want to just rebid?
We can rebid.
I used to spot paint this National Guard. I could probably help.
Okay. I move we defer for 1 week, please.
Okay.
Have a motion?
Second.
And a second to defer for 1 week. Any question on the motion?
And what are we deferring for?
The fact that this
is 15. They need to know what they're deferring. Are we expecting any more information out of them?
They may produce more information. Mr. Wilson may produce some information. I've got a few people I wouldn't mind calling just to verify that this is a fair bid. It's not as if it was a competitive bid in the sense that
I agree
we got five.
The only thing I would counsel anybody, make sure you give the same bid package that we're putting out to whoever you're getting prices from.
Or to contact.
We can't compare apples and oranges. It's got to be exact same bid, exact same spec.
Oh, every call you make, the same person going to bid on the same thing. You don't have to stick to this. We can do what we want to do for us.
We have a spec. You have to stick to the spec. That's why you got a spec in there.
Oh,
I mean, if not, you have something made from what you can't do that. You got to, if we're going to bid this thing to anybody else, it's got to be a fair bid. It's got to be apples and apples.
Right.
So if anybody else
it's
wants to bid
closed,
prices.
It's closed, isn't it, Everett? It's
yes.
closed.
Yes,
you'd
it's
have
closed.
To
what you would have to
do.
Do
the whole thing to get new bids.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly right.
They had
it's not
a date.
Just, it's just not a matter of picking
no.
up the phone and
that's
calling
correct.
People.
Right. And get one more package.
That,
you
that's
can't
right.
do that.
We would have to new rebid
bid.
It.
But they'd have to get the same package.
But you know, what I'm recommending there, not telling them what the bid is or how to bid, what I'm saying is let them know there's a bid available. That's what I'm recommending.
Well, are we going to learn anything because we've got this closed bid package right now? I mean,
we'll see.
And to get any information in, I mean, we're going to have. What are we going to learn?
Well,
I mean,
if we can save $30,000, we learn something.
we're going to give it a shot and see what we learn.
All right, doing it for a week, are we? I guess.
And I would say I would think you bring it back whenever you come back with it.
If you're 2 weeks,
the idea
okay.
of the change in paint.
You got time. You got
disregard.
Time,
right? I'll paint them green
time.
Again.
Well, if you're 2 or 3 weeks,
take
okay.
I would paint them green again if that's what raised your price.
Back to
all right, no time limit on this deferral.
No time limit, right?
All right.
I accept that, yes.
Yep.
All right, we'll just mm-hmm. try to.
Yeah.
Any question on the motion?
That's better.
Wherever you get mm-hmm. to it, Roger.
Yeah. Okay.
Make the motion, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
The tease for trouble.
Yes, it is.
Yes to defer.
Terrific.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
So, yes, motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Rob Davis, Tony Planning Division, please.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You look sharp today. You look sharp today.
Thank you.
I picked all that out for you.
Nice of you, Sam. Jeez. To take such an interest in the staff.
You're just jealous because I didn't say that to you.
No, it's another side. It's another side of you that I never was aware of.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Davis,
you look nice too.
Thank you.
For the record, I'm Rob Davis. I'm a utility planner in the Utility Planning Division of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The Engineering Department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for a proposed annexation of several parcels of land to the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. I included a map and brief talking points in your package for today's council. I have extra copies if anyone needs those.
We don't have that in our packet.
The area is in the area for annexation is in the Angola area. For landmarks, I'd point out, let's see, we have Route 24 coming down Chip's shoulder. We have Camp Arrowhead Road running south to curves and on down to Angola Road. Then we have Robinsonville Road. Landmarks in the area up along Route 24, Peddler's Village, Fox Hollow, the existing boat hall. The area proposed for annexation is shown as a cross-hatched area on the map in your package and on the map in the front. It's also highlighted in yellow. It includes the proposed developments of Marsh Island and Marsh Properties. A written request for annexation was received from the owners of Marsh, of the Marsh Island project and the Marsh Properties project. The area requesting annexation is includes two parcels, which is the Marsh Island parcel, part of a third parcel, and the Marsh Property parcels. This parcel is divided by Angola Road. I'm sorry, Camp Arrowhead Road. The area is within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the Inland Bays Regional Planning Area for sewer service. It is also within the future service area of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The service to the parcels is in harmony with present and future sewer planning for the area. 12 additional parcels are recommended for inclusion in the expansion area. Those are parcels across from the Marsh Island project and in a corner of the Marsh Island project. And then four parcels further down that are kind of surrounded by the Marsh Properties project. The parcels across from Marsh Island will receive service during construction from the Marsh Island project. And when Marsh Properties conducts their sewer system, they will also receive for the sewer service for the off-site parcels. The Marsh Island property is proposed for development into 152-lot subdivision, and a 139-lot portion has preliminary record plot plan approval. And the Marsh Properties parcel is proposed for 134-lot subdivision and has preliminary approval. In order to receive sewer service, the Marsh Island developer will install regional on-site and off-site sewer to an approved connection point and also provide a fee simple site for a future pump station. And that future pump station will be located in this area, and they're providing us with the real estate for that. They will construct a sub-regional pump station on their site. An 8-inch gravity sewer, force main out to Camp Arrowhead Road, and then as they come down to their connection point, they'll be constructing a 10-inch force main to the future pump station site, and then a 12-inch force main to a connection point that currently exists just north of Angola Road on Camp Arrowhead Road. Others will construct the future pump station and 10-inch gravity sewer to a point north of Waterview Road. So that would be others will construct the pump station and then gravity sewer in Camp Arrowhead Road up to the Waterview Road area. The proposed date to post public hearing notices and advertise is May 18th, 2011, and a public hearing is tentatively scheduled for June 7th. 2011 at 11 a.m. in County Council chambers. Any questions?
Any questions? Davis? You have a motion, sir?
I have a proposed motion if you'd like me to read it.
Do we post that hearing? We post that on the property?
Telephone poles.
Do we?
We post it in four places in the area, at least four places in the area requesting annexation. And then we post it in the existing sewer district as well.
Okay.
It's posted on the county's website. It's advertised in the
newspaper.
Yeah, I
meant the post, the sign itself. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Please, sir.
Thank you.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include an area of land as presented on April 12, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Call for the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Webb, grant request.
A couple grants today. The first one, BB Medical Foundation.
Well, I guess I can, that was, they were looking for, did they name a any kind of amount there?
They did not.
That's the art auction?
It is the Best of the Beach Art Auction.
To expand radiation oncology services, $500 from my account. I'd make that motion.
Second.
Can I get a second?
We have a motion and a second to grant a $500 Mrs. Deaver's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Rehoboth Beach Main Street.
Would I have $1,000?
Yes.
$1,000 for the 4th of July fireworks show.
We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, for $1,000, Mr. Cole's account for Rehoboth Beach Main Street fireworks.
Who's putting this show on, George?
The guys who have the matches with out there, and they get hired every year. The Main Street, it says there, Main Street, there's an organization called Rehoboth Main Street. And what they're trying to do, it's like a chamber of commerce, but their focus is bringing people back to downtown Rehoboth to compete with the pressure from the outlet malls and all those things. So anyway, they are their own organization. They've been in existence for many years and do great work.
Any more questions on the motion?
Any other questions, Sam?
No, I just want to make sure it didn't have no church name on it.
Not. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
The Beach and Bay Cottage Tour.
What, isn't there an ad or something you get?
Yes.
What do we got? What is
in the past you have done $500.
I'll make that motion. $500 to the Beach and Bay Cottage to benefit the South Coastal Library.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 Mr. Cole's account for the Beach and Bay Cottage Tour to benefit the Friends of South Coastal Library. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And Cape Girls Lacrosse Boosters.
It's Cape Home Open, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did they mention any number?
No, but you had jotted down a note.
250. Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. 250 from my account. I make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $250 from Mrs. Deaver's account to Cape Girls Lacrosse Boosters for expenses associated with a lacrosse play day. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. We have several. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mulch storage, processing, and sales, and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.729 acres, more or less. And it was filed on behalf of Timothy S. Miller.
Where was I? I'll introduce
it. It was in Baltimore 100.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. The next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a dirt borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 30.78 acres, more or less, and is filed on behalf of Russell V. Banks.
I'll introduce that.
Introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 30,750 square feet, more or less, and it was filed on behalf of Bruce Fisher.
I'll
introduce it.
And the last one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 16 units, to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.01 acres, more or less, and is filed on behalf of Richard M. Ingram.
All right, I'll introduce that.
Mm-hmm. Do you introduce it?
That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, we have nobody signed up for this. Was brought before council. Does council have anything?
Move we recess till 1:30.
Motion to recess till 1:30. Have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1:30 it is.